upcoming Wisconsin Woodchuck season, which will be our 20th season here in Wausau. And with that, we're excited to announce, the Wisconsin Woodchucks are excited to announce, along with the City of Wausau, the proposal for the renovation of Athletic Park and the development of a neighborhood park next to Athletic Park. And I think that's really the way we have to think about this. It's really two projects involved here. The first being the renovation of Athletic Park, or the inside of the baseball stadium, which will be 100% privately financed. And the second is the development of the adjacent neighborhood park, which is a public-private partnership with the McDonald family, myself, and the City of Wausau. So talk a little bit about each of those separately. First of all, in the renovation of Athletic Park, last summer, the Wisconsin Woodchucks hired Pendulum Studios. They're the architectural firm that did the design on the Timber Rattler Stadium in Appleton to provide some design ideas for a renovation of Athletic Park. And in doing so, the goal all along was to retain the historic aspects of Athletic Park and its quaintness, but to modernize it, make it more comfortable, and in general just improve the experience for all fans. And so with that as a goal, Pendulum Studios and Jonathan O'Neill Cole, their lead architect, set out and came up with these designs, which you see here today. I think sort of the big thing about the project is it's going to be a multi-phase project. It's a big project. Over the years, there's going to be a new grandstand, new bleacher seatings, concession areas, group party decks. What we're proposing to build, to start building in August of this year, is phase one, which is the grandstand. It's also the largest and most expensive part of the project. The new grandstand will include premium seating. That would be four top tables at the field level, new grandstand seating, more spacious with seat backs, which will be nice. There will be a concourse across the top that will have a drink rail where people can sit, two luxury suites, a press box. What you can't see from the pictures here in front of you right now is underneath the stadium, we're going to make the walk areas down there wider and more spacious. There's going to be retail areas also down there. So it's going to be a really nice start to phase one. The additional phases are going to come in future years, hopefully, but will involve new bleachers, which better seating out there, a new concession area along the first baseline with a group party deck on top of it, and then in the picnic areas over on the first baseline, improvements there too. I think it's a project, the renovation of Athletic Park in general, will create an asset for the community that will be something we can be proud of, not just the City of Wausau, but really all of central Wisconsin. And it'll allow us to maybe attract other outside events. That's been a goal. So that's the project inside the park. Now, it's been important for us all along that we not just throw a lot of money into the renovation of Athletic Park without thinking about the neighborhood. If the Wisconsin Woodchucks are going to succeed at Athletic Park, then we need to see a revitalization of the Athletic Park neighborhood. And that's almost more important to us than what goes on inside the park. So with that as sort of a goal, we proposed to the city the development of a park adjacent to Athletic Park. And so my family will donate two residential lots that we now own along 5th Street to the City of Wausau and $20,000. And from there, the City of Wausau will take over the design and development of that Athletic Park. You know, also going with the neighborhood will be improvements in the streets, not so much streets, the sidewalks, the gutters. Important for us is street lighting, because the safety of our fans as they leave the stadium is very important to us, so we need to improve the lighting, and parking. Again, this is going to be a great asset for the neighborhood. Families will have a place where their children can go play. Right now, this neighborhood doesn't really have a park, and so that'll be good for them. It also, as you can see, really adds to the whole charm of the stadium, with the historic wall, and it's going to all be blended in together. I guess the last thing to say is that construction is expected to begin at the end of the Wisconsin Woodchuck season. That will be early to mid-August. We're hoping it's mid-August because that means we've made the playoffs. with completion prior to the 2014 season. We really appreciate the work that Pendulum Studios did on the project, but we are happy to announce that we've, for the renovation of Athletic Park, the in-park inside of the stadium, the Woodchucks have chosen to have hired Samuels Group for the completion of the design and the build. It's important for us that this be retained in the city of Wausau. And that's the project. I guess the last thing sort of to wrap it up is to, you know, stress once again that one of the important aspects of this project for me personally was that it would be entirely, the renovation of the park inside the park would be entirely 100% privately financed. It's important for me that the taxpayers, the city of Wausau, do not really need to share the burden of this project. And with that, I don't know if you want to open up for questions or do we want to do anything else?
So one quick thing and then we'll open up for questions.
Okay.
What are the next steps? We will have a neighborhood meeting on May 7th and May 16th at 6 p.m. It's going to be at Boys and Girls Club. Okay? And then we'll have subsequent meetings on there. One of our goals, Mark McDonald and the City of Wausau, is to inform the neighborhood of what's going on and get their input. And it's very important to engage the neighborhood. And Mark really is serious on getting rid of some of the safety hazards in the area and some of the residual blight that's next to the stadium. And so we're really pleased with this partnership, and we know that it's going to be a exciting project when we get done. So we'll open it up for some questions if you have any.
Mark has been talking in the past about building a new ballpark up elsewhere in the metro. Talk about the decision to renovate instead of build new.
Well, I think a couple of things there. It's expensive to build a new baseball field, and what you have here is the basic infrastructure, including mostly the field. We save on that. I think that's a part of the decision, but the bigger part of the decision is that we really we didn't want to take the Woodchucks out of Athletic Park because what would have meant to that neighborhood if they had lost the Woodchucks, and I think it's important towards the neighborhood, and it's a beautiful stadium.
Any other questions?
Yeah, one regarding the park next door.
Yeah.
After probably demolition of the homes, I would assume. When is this likely to take place?
Well, probably at the end of the Wisconsin woodchuck season. It's we don't really want to be knocking down homes during the season because it would interfere probably with the fans' experience, the parking and everything like that. So it would be at the end of the season.
And then development of the park, Jim, I don't know if you can talk to that. Or if Peter or someone could talk to that end?
Well, our plan is to get the park. One of the things that we have to be very concerned about is we can't be in the way of the staging of the construction of the stadium. And so that potentially will be a great staging area. And so once the staging is done and the infrastructure internally in the stadium is done, then we'll move toward creating the park.
Is that after the grandstand or after phase two and phase three of the athletic park?
After the first phase.
After phase one?
Yep.
So maybe 2014. Mm-hmm. Start looking at that.
We're going to be trying to develop the park and have it available when the grandstand is done. So we're going to see if we can get it in for the season next year, but it's got to be coordinated with the construction.
All right. Okay, thanks, Bill.
So what are some of the specific amenities that the park will include? It looks like there's some playground on it.
Yeah, I don't think you should use the pictures here as the actual design, and that's really something that the city is going to take over control of and come up with a lot of their own ideas. But yeah, there will be playground equipment and grassy areas for the families to play. It's going to be a neighborhood park. That's what it's going to be.
The neat thing about it is it'll be kind of a, I don't want to say a staging area, but for people to congregate and talk about baseball. And an area that's outside the stadium. Not any different than Miller Park. It's got a lot of different amenities outside the park, and then when the game starts, people go in the park. And so that's going to be, I think, a great feature, as Mark indicated earlier. But the other thing is, after baseball season is done and during, before and after, it's going to be a neighborhood park, which we don't have in that area. So safety has been a concern, and the city will step up to the plate and make sure that we have adequate lighting and good parking, so there's a safe environment going to and from the park.
Can you talk about those latter points you just made there about parking and street lighting?
Yes, you know, currently we have a lease agreement with the business. I can't think of anything.
Wilson Herd.
Wilson Herd, north of the park, and that is very dark after games. And so as we develop this park and as we move north, lights and everything and amenities on the way to the parking will be available.
How will the renovation affect the Little League Diamond? Is that going to have to be moved or is it going to stay where it is?
No effect at all.
No effect at all.
No, there's no, that's not. Yeah, I think the idea is that, you know, for the 35 home games the Wisconsin Woodchucks have, is that as you would, that people would enter through the park, and that would sort of make a great sort of experience for the fans to come in and enter through the park. But for the other 330 days of the year, it's totally available to the neighborhood to use as they want to.
Because right now the only option is you get out of your car, walk to the park, stand out in front of the gate to get in, and this is going to be really, I think, a great amenity and a great idea from the Woodchucks.
You had mentioned the possibility of trying to bring a few more events to the park rather than just baseball. Do you have any idea perhaps what those types of events might be and how you think that having the renovations may attract different groups to try and use the park?
Well, the obvious one would be Northwoods League All-Star Games. I think with an improved facility, we'd have the ability to bring in an All-Star game and host the All-Star games. And those are nice because you have 16 teams and families from all over the world, country, coming to play. So that would be the obvious one. But away from that, there could be, you know, state baseball tournaments, higher-level club tournaments. It's even something, you know, where you can maybe even do a concert if you wanted to go through the work for it. It's going to be nice.
Building down the first base line, are you talking about that as your new office space or locker rooms, clubhouse? What's that?
No, that's actually a concession area is what it is.
Right.
It's in more bathrooms, and it's an improved concession area that we have additional pictures which will leak out over the next few months that you can see, and you'll see that it's a really exciting group party deck on top of that. But then again, that's not in phase one. That's one of the additional phases.
One of the things when looking for additional events, the Sports Authority, Central Visitor Bureau, CVB, is always looking for different events. And this summer they will have the softball, National Softball Tournament out in Sunnyvale, and that's the type of facility that can attract other events. So locally we're going to be partnering up, obviously, with the Woodchucks and create some enthusiasm and some interest into having more than just the Woodchucks, which are very, very important, but the more you can add to the field, the better it is for Central Wisconsin and the Wausau area. Any other questions?
Will the design include street closures?
Yes. You know, where if you look on the diagram to the east of the stadium, where there is park area, that is a street closure. Not the whole street, but it'll be to the end of the park. And that's one of the reasons we will have neighborhood meetings to get those ideas out there.
You talk about the neighborhood meetings, Jim. What concerns or what have residents said about the idea of an expanded park, and what concerns would they like the city to address as these renovations do go on? You mentioned street lighting and parking. Any other things that have come up from there?
I think the neighborhood is going to be very positive with the new improvements to the park. It's going to include safety. As I mentioned earlier, we're getting rid of some blighted properties in the neighborhood, which is a win-win in any neighborhood. And I think the safe going to and from the park is going to be a great plus, because there'll be additional lighting. Safety has always been a concern. And so with additional lighting and looking at other opportunities for parking and places to congregate like the park, I think that's going to be well received from the neighborhood.
And so when you mentioned the blighted properties, those are the properties that are going to be knocked down in the
Yes.
park renovation?
The two properties that are east on 5th.
Yes.
Any other questions? If not, thanks very much for coming, and we'll be around a little bit if you have additional questions. Thanks much for coming.
Don't come around there, Melissa.
doing with that.
Which one was yours?
So the street won't be closed all the way down. It will be closed where it's
going. South Union going.
So from Union going north, Fifth Street will still be open. We may want to discuss having it be one way, because to have a walkway in there plus traffic, you know how tight it is.
Right.
But Fifth Street will, it is going to stay open from Union North up to Winton.
It is?
Yes.
Yep. So Fifth from Wausau to Union, just right next to the...
So Union is going to go all the way through to Fifth Street?
No, it doesn't look that way on that drawing, but the drawing probably...
It's a hard drawing.
Union will go to Fifth by the clubhouse, and it'll continue north. But I'm looking at, let's see, that's a substandard right-of-way, which is not a whole street width. So in order to have safe pedestrian traffic in there, plus traffic, you can't fit two lanes in the transportation. So what we're thinking about is having it be a one-way street.
Coming down in 3, 2, 1. We're here with East End coach Andy Meyer before the tournament game with Hudson. Well, coach, it seems like the coming down in 3, 2. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. We're here with East Head Coach. Told you that it was going to be all privately funded, how quickly did you say yes?
Well, you know, obviously we needed to know the details behind it, but, you know, he is really a businessman that, you know, is community-minded, and whenever we run across businessmen that want to keep give back to the community, it's really a win-win for us, and so we're really partnering up. He's doing the lion's share of the heavy lifting, but the city of Wausau is going to partner up and do some of the amenities outside the park that will draw people to the park.
We've been talking a lot recently about blight in the community, and certainly this is a step toward fixing some of it, because those two properties that are there are not good.
Well, yes, and they're not attractors to the park, and so again, that's that has been a safety issue, and so we've eliminated that, and sometimes it's like the broken window theory is, when you fix one, all of a sudden everybody else takes a little more pride in their property, and we're hoping that this will be the catalyst for the neighborhood to improve their properties if they need improvement, and also to embrace the park, the athletic park, as it is now.
Great, thanks.
You bet. Thank you.